AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in the Midwest are warning folks to stay home. Captain David Burston of the Indiana State Police says icing conditions have caused hundreds of accidents.
We'd have much rather had the snow. A little easier to drive in the snow, but nobody can drive when the roads are covered with ice, and the road treatments don't necessarily work real well.
At least three highway deaths reported in Missouri due to ice. The season's first major winter storm has dumped snow throughout the southern New England area. Authorities say two people were killed Saturday and almost a dozen were injured when a gasoline tanker skidded off an interstate highway in Baltimore, Maryland and exploded. Mayor Catherine Pugh was appalled at what she saw.
This is the worst car pileup that we've ever seen.
Minnesota residents are bracing for the coldest wind chills they've ever seen in 2 years. Liz Miller, who owns a bed and breakfast on the Mississippi River near St. Paul, says the sub-zero temperatures are hurting business.
I had two rooms canceled for this weekend because of the weather.
Temperatures in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area are expected to drop to 20 degrees below zero overnight. More than 1,000 people in Alaska on Saturday dressed up as elves, and some stripped down to barely nothing to take part in a polar plunge. President Obama has enjoyed the first day of his annual holiday vacation in Hawaii. He played over 4 hours of golf Saturday under mostly sunny skies at a Marine base on the island of Oahu, where he was born. Donald Trump has thanked Alabama voters in Mobile for electing him.
They're saying, as president, he shouldn't be doing rallies, but I think we should, right? Yeah. We've done everything else the opposite. Well, no, this is the way you get an honest word out, because you can't give it to them because they're so dishonest.
As for that seized U.S. Navy underwater drone, he says let the Chinese have it. This is AP Radio News. The nation's vice president and a retired Marine Corps general were among the dignitaries, family members, and other mourners who choked up Saturday during a memorial service to the late space hero and U.S. Senator John Glenn in Columbus, Ohio.
Just by how he acted, it was always about promise. We were a country of possibilities.
John Glenn once turned down $5 million to have his picture on a box of Wheaties because he saw it as making money from government service. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery near Washington, D.C. in a private ceremony this spring. Former Republican Congressman Benjamin Gilman, who chaired the House Committee on International Relations in the 1990s, passed away Saturday at the age of 94. And Los Angeles County Fire Department officials say at least one person died and five others were hurt after a large tree fell on a wedding party in the city of Whittier on Saturday afternoon. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.